Hello everyone, I'm Becky. Welcome to our Fuyin English class. Today we are going to learn lesson 99. Now first, let's review what we've learned last time. Now let's do some translation work. Number one, 我们今天必须到事务招领处。我想找回那只红色的小雨伞。
We must go to the lost and found office and find my small red umbrella.
Number two, 我昨天把它遗失在开往悉尼的火车上了。
I left it on the train to Sydney.
Number three, 你能描述一下吗？
Can you describe it?
Number four. 雨伞的手把上有个标志，上面写着我的姓名和住址。
There is a label on the handle with my name and address on it.
Number five. 这把伞是你的吗？
Is it yours?
不，这把伞不属于我。
No, it doesn't belong to me.
Okay, now let's come to the new words and expressions. First one, ow. Ayo, ah. Number two, slip, 滑倒, slip. Number three, fall, 落下, fall, fell, fallen. Fall, fell, fallen. Next one.
Downstairs,
下楼楼下
Downstairs.
Next one, hurt, 伤害疼痛 Hurt, hurt, hurt. Next one,
back,
背部
Back.
Next, sure, 一定确信的 Sure. Next,
X-ray,
X 光, X-ray. Next one,
license,
驾照, 执照, license. Next one,
stand,
起立,
stand.
Next one,
help,
帮助,
help.
The last one, at once.立刻马上 at once. 好，我们现在一个词一个词的来详细的学习它。第一个 slip, 滑倒。For example,
I slipped on the ice.
我在冰上滑倒了。常用的短语
slip in the mud, slip on the stairs.
第二个滑落。
The pen slipped from my hand.
钢笔从我的手中滑落了。Number three, 溜走。
He slipped out of the room.
他偷偷地溜出了房间。第四，忽然错误。我们常说口误。
A slip of tongue.
笔误。A slip of the pen. 第二个词 fall. 落下。For example,
He fell into the river yesterday.
他昨天掉进了河里。第二，还有下降的意思。
The temperature will fall tomorrow.
明天的气温会下降。与 fall 搭配的短语还有
fall across,
偶然碰见或者是邂逅
fall asleep,
入睡
fall in love with somebody or something,
爱上某人或某物。第三 ,downstairs 是个副词它的反义词 upstairs。我们搭配的动词有 go downstairs, come stairs, walk downstairs, be downstairs。好，第四个 hurt。第一它是个动词伤害。文章中说 ,have you hurt yourself?
Does it hurt?
第二它还是个名词。I feel hurt, 我感到了伤害。那么有一个发音很类似的是心脏。 我们把它放在一起。You hurt my heart. 你伤害了我的心。第五个 back. 名词背部。I've hurt my back. The back of the hand. There are two students at the back of the classroom. 当然也可以当副词讲。Stand back. Go back to. Come back to. For example, please put these books back. 请把书放回原处。第六个词 stand. 常用短语 stand up.反义词 sit down, 起立和坐下。Stand on one's head, 倒立。Stand on one's own feet, 独立不依靠人。那注意你看英文的表达是这样子的。比如说倒立它会先说立然后再说以怎样的方式。Stand 是站立的意思。以什么方式呢 ?On one's head, 以头在地下的方式。所以它就是倒立。好了，那么 stand 还有别的意思，比如说 I can't stand you, that means I can't bear you, 我受不了你了。好，第七个 help, help somebody do something, help somebody with something. For example, can you help me with my English? Of course. Number eight, at once, that means right away, 立刻马上。Number nine, sure. Now let's make a sentence. Are you sure of it? I'm sure about that. She is sure that she lost her purse. 好，现在就让我们来看看今天的课文。Now, before listening, we need to think about a question. 有一个问题。Must Andy go to see the doctor?Now, let's listen.
Oh, what's the matter, Andy?
I slipped and fell downstairs.
Have you hurt yourself?
Yes, I have. I think that I've hurt my back.
Try and stand up. Can you stand up? Here, let me help you.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
I think that the doctor had better see you. I'll phone Dr. Carter. The doctor says that he will come at once. I'm sure that you need an x-ray, Andy.
Okay, now let's answer the question. Must Andy go to the doctor's?No, he can't move now, so the doctor must come and see him instead. Okay, now let's read it together. Oh, what's the matter, Andy? I slipped and fell downstairs. Have you hurt yourself? Yes, I have. I think that I've hurt my back.当我们询问别人出了什么事，我们有以下的几种方式。What's the matter? What's the matter with you? What's the problem? What's the trouble? What's wrong? Is there anything wrong with you? 那么 slip, 我们刚才已经讲过了。注意的是 I slipped and fell downstairs. The end 不是说简单的，它有表示前一个动作。动作的目的，比如说我们十三课学到的 ，Come upstairs and see my new dress。二十九课学到的 ，Open the window and air the room。Come and clean the table。Go and wash your hands。Try and do。第二，掉 ，fell。He has fallen in the river。他掉进河里了完成时 The book fell off the table just now 刚才书从桌子上掉了下来下一个词 hurt Have you hurt yourself? Hurt oneself 伤到了某人 Back 当我举起桌子的时候，我伤到了我的后背。
I hurt my back when I lift the table.
那么我们再回忆一下，以前我们学过 I think 这种类型的句子。
I think that they will move in the day after tomorrow.
这是91课学的。95课我们也学过。
I think that we had better go back to the station now.
还有以前看牙医那一课。
I think that I need to see the doctor.
那么今天我们还学了一句。
I think that I've hurt my back.
下一幅图。
Try and stand up.
Can you stand up?
Here, let me help you.
Try and stand up. 尝试着站起来。Try to stand up 也是可以用的。
Here
在此处是一个感叹词，它表示来或者哎，引起别人的注意。好的 ，Let somebody do something。我们以前学过了很多，83课。
Let's go into the living room。
87课。
Let's go to the garage and have a look。
95课。
Let's go and have something to drink。
97课
Let me see it.
117课我们还会学 Let's try the back door. 下一幅图
I'm sorry, Lucy. I'm afraid that I can't get up.
I think that the doctor had better see you. I will phone Dr. Carter.
The doctor says that he will come at once.
I'm sure that you need an X-ray, Andy.
I'm afraid that
我恐怕要怎么样了，后面我们加一个从句，比如说我恐怕你需要明天来一趟。
I'm afraid that you need to come tomorrow.
好，你最好是请医生来看一下。其中有一个短语 had better do something， 我们复习一下。
You had better not smoke every day.
你最好不要每天抽烟。
We had better take a bus there.
我们最好是坐公交车去。好，我们在文章有一个说 Dr. Carter. It refers to a doctor. 它指代的是医生。当然 ,doctor 还有博士的意思。
好 ,the doctor says that he will come at once.
医生说他会很快就来的。其中 at once 我们可以替换成 right now, right away,Immediately, 立刻马上。下一句
I'm sure that you need an X-ray, Andy.
I'm sure that, 我确定，我确信你要做某件事了。比如说
I'm sure that he can arrive soon.
I'm sure that this case doesn't belong to me.
好。现在就让我们根据图片讲述今天的故事。
Ow! What's the matter, Andy?
I slipped and fell downstairs.
Have you hurt yourself?
Yes, I have. I think that I've hurt my back.
Try and stand up. Can you stand up? Here, let me help you.
I'm sorry, Lucy.
I think that the doctor had better see you. I'll phone Dr. Carter. The doctor says that he will come at once. I'm sure that you need an X-ray, Andy.
Lesson 99, 快到了。Andy 下楼时，一个小小的失误酿成了大祸。即使他的背脊没有折断，住在医院的这一段时间也必然会耽搁他的工作、学习和家庭的生活。我们人实在是太软弱了，时时刻刻都需要依靠上帝的怜悯和保护。这次新冠瘟疫也证明了人类的科学和医学的不足。虽然现在科技已经可以带人上天入地，但是一个小小的病毒就可以震动整个人类社会，恐吓着我们连门都不敢出了。啊，人呐，你凭什么骄傲呢？ 为什么不赶紧承认自己的软弱，来依靠上帝，见证他的大能大德呢？或许有人会嘲笑我说，是的，就让 Andy 躺在地上，求上帝帮助他去吧。或许上帝可以让我们见识一下呢。我可以理解这种嘲笑，因为我之前也是不信上帝的，不认识上帝的大能。那时的我不知道如何祷告，也没有经历过上帝的仁慈。但是上帝不因为我的嘲笑和不信就撇弃我，却因为他爱的本性带领我，让我经历到他的善良和魔鬼的邪恶。上帝亲自来亲近我，医治我，让我尝到他恩典的甘甜。直到今日，上帝都一直帮助我。面对上帝，我们只有两个选择，一个是依靠他，一个是不依靠他。而你已经尝过后者的滋味了，为什么不尝试一下依靠上帝的滋味呢？主啊，求怜悯我，医治我，就把我脱离一切的患难。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。